the Rise Up See Red podcast, all about the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL, featuring insider and outsider perspectives. Enjoy the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Now here are your hosts, Jess Root and Seth Cox.
Hello, Arizona Cardinals fans, and welcome to the latest edition of the Rise Up See Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. I'm your host, Jess Root, from CardsWire.com, the USA Today NFL wire site that covers the Arizona Cardinals. And this is episode 623. It is the first of it's the second show of the week, but the first of two previews that we'll have done. This one is without my co-host, Seth Cox, but a special guest, a friend of the show, Jordy McElroy, joins us from the Patriots Wire. Jordy was on with me in the offseason. As we previewed the Patriots season, talked about their offseason, but it is Patriots week, week 15. Jordy, glad to have you on. How you been, man?
Man, I've been better. Better now that the Patriots finally have a quarterback. Way better than I was the last time I spoke with you about the Patriots, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. But
yeah, now we've seen great the whole Jacoby Brissett thing, and now Jacoby Brissett he's showing up on progressive commercials now and stuff like that, hey, or is it nationwide or something like that?
Hey, because Jacoby Brissett, he's got to be a working man too. Now he's riding the bench to the next big man in Foxborough, Drake May.
So the Cardinals are set to face the 3-10 New England Patriots this weekend. It was just 2 years ago that that they came to town happened to be a bad memory, because that is when Kyler Murray tore his ACL just a few plays into the game. The Patriots went on to win that game, but you know, both teams have had their struggles. The Patriots started off with a bang. Surprise of the NFL, like maybe this team is good, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 16-10. Turned out the Bengals were terrible. Then they lost their next six, won two out of three. And even though in recent weeks the offense is starting to play better, they have now lost three straight. They're at 3-10, but they are coming off their bye. What can you tell us about this Patriots season, how it started and how it's going?
I mean, so how it started, obviously, you started off with Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback. And, you know, we kind of always knew where that was leading. We always knew Drake May would get in there at some point. I'll be honest with you, Jess, I was one of the people where I would have been fine if Drake May didn't play at all this season. I was cool with him just sitting out because I knew they didn't have the pieces around him. But, you know, obviously, Drake May finally came in. There's a little bit more optimism towards the end, you know, in the offseason and everything. I mean, you know, this season, every game is pretty much me slamming my head on my freaking desk watching this team fumble it away every single week. I mean, it's just sort of what happens with this Patriots team. But you see your quarterback out there, your young quarterback, he looks promising, and it gives you hope for the future.
Yeah. Now, offensively, it has been a struggle most of the season. They are second to last in scoring. They are second to last in yards, but that doesn't exactly tell the tale as they put up over 20 points. So they've done 19 or more in three out of four. They did 22 against the Rams. They were competitive against the Rams and lost by 1 point to the Colts. Now that Drake May is in the lineup, what do you believe? Like, how has he been? What do you believe about him moving forward, and what's been the good and the bad offensively?
I mean, this thing has been – Drake May's been like a Bugatti parked into a trailer park. That's sort of what it looks like right now, if I'm just going to be honest. No, man, it's just – and it's not his fault. It is, you know, the team, it's a rebuilding year, and obviously this stuff takes time. If you thought the Patriots were going to be this perfect team in one season, it just doesn't work that way. As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. But what I love about the Patriots this season is obviously, number one, the quarterback play. You know, you see the athleticism. Drake May's able to move around into the pocket, extend plays with his legs. That's something Mac Jones couldn't do, man, or Jacoby Brissett couldn't do. These guys are in the back standing in there like a statue racking up sacks because the Patriots have arguably the worst offensive line in the entire league. But when you have a young quarterback that can move around, he can disguise a lot of those issues. And, you know, they still have issues with receivers. They don't have a lot of talent at wide out. They just released KJ Osborne, who was a a healthy scratch for multiple weeks, and he was a great receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, but there's no help there. There's not a lot of talent around Drake May right now on the offensive side of the ball. But right now, really all you love is you love the quarterback talent, you hope the offensive line can improve, and you hope they can get some weapons around this guy.
Are you worried that he could get that shell shock? He's been sacked 25 times in his appearances, and that's on top of the 18% with sacks. So the Patriots have given up 43 sacks this year. Is there any worry that will sort of shell shock him? Because we've seen that by quarterbacks. I'll go back to Josh Rosen. The best game he played this season was his first game, and after that, it got progressively more hesitant to make throws. He was feeling the pressure. He was late on a lot of things. Is there any worry at all that that'll happen to Drake May, or is it all in the up and up?
I mean, that's actually a good question, because if you're playing behind that offensive line, you better get used to life as a pinata, which is what Drake May has been back there, just like Jacoby Brissett and Mac Jones. But there's just something different about this kid, Jess. I don't know what it is, just his mentality. He's just, I don't think he's going to get phased. And that's something that I was kind of concerned about heading into the season. I'm concerned about him taking a lot of sacks, getting hits. And, you know, you kind of worry about that ruining a young quarterback, which I actually think it did to Mac Jones. You know, Mac Jones comes out, he's a Pro Bowler in year one. People forget that. And, you know, he takes some hits. You mess around, you give him a defensive coordinator as his offensive play caller, and then it just all goes to hell. But right now, you know, Drake May has been getting hit, and he's still making plays, man, and he's not shook. I think this guy, you know, this guy's a dog.
Yeah, he has thrown interceptions in his last five games. Are the turnovers a concern, or is it just normal rookie-type things?
So the turnovers, I mean, like, you have to be fair. So the last game that he threw a turnover was a pass to Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry dropped the pass, and it ended up being a turnover. So it's a lot of that type of stuff. It's a lot of end of game trying to come back and make a play. Maybe throw a deep. So, you know, you can't really count those. It doesn't look good. And some of those are some of the fumbles are on missed blocks and him getting hit on the blind side. It's just the team around him needs to be better. And obviously you need to limit the turnovers too.
Yeah, like I've had that discussion. Like, interceptions are bad, but not all of them are created equally. There's a lot of reasons why people are picked off. Like, you know, if you're in a situation when you have to make a player, desperation interceptions you deal with, because guess what? What else were you going to do?
Exactly.
There's the tip pass. There's the drops. There's the miscommunication. There's the good decision but bad throw, and then there's the bad decision. Has there been much of the bad decision turnovers?
And you know what? There hasn't been. And I'm not going to sit here and act like Drake May's been perfect. Of course, he's a rookie quarterback, so he's made mistakes as well. But for the most part, there hasn't been. And that's been actually the most shocking thing about his game, is the fact that he's able to step in under center, and he's able to decipher things and figure things out. You know, he's checking out of blitzes and stuff, and he's looking and he's seeing what the defense is trying to do to him, and he's calling plays at the line of scrimmage, and it's super impressive for a guy as young as he is, who hasn't played a lot of football. He didn't play a lot of games in college either, but he's already figuring it out. And it just makes you wonder, how good could this guy be if he's already this good right now?
Any other bright spots offensively for what the Patriots have done this season?
Man, you know what? If I had to put my house on the line for this, I might be in trouble, Jess. This is some tough stuff right here. Honestly, man, there's not a lot. I mean, the offensive line has not looked good, and you hope it gets better. Mike Unwinner's their best offensive lineman, but David Andrews is out. You know, there's a lot of questions there of what that thing's going to look like later on. Ramondre Stevenson has not had a great year, but then you can't really judge him because you look at the offensive line and
right.
Yeah. What's he running behind? I like Antonio Gibson. I thought he was a really solid addition to the backfield for the Patriots. And the tight ends, they have been good. Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper, both of those guys have been really good. And you kind of you hope you hold on to Austin Hooper for another year after this, and those guys can be back in your offense, and maybe you can make some things happen.
Looking on the defensive side of the ball, they've been better. But like Gerard Mayo did say early on in the season, he questioned the toughness of this team. Defensively, it's not terrible. They're 19th in yards allowed. They're 20th in points allowed. They're giving up 23.6 a game. Well, it's not good, but they have held three of their last five opponents under 20 points. What are they doing well? What are they not doing well? Are they going in the right direction right now?
So defensively, I don't think they're going in the right direction. They have not looked like they looked last season. You know, last season we're talking about a top 10 defense. As bad as that team was, the defense was very good. And you start to look at the names that's on that defense, and you're like, man, they brought pretty much everyone back. And, you know, Jerod Mayo was there. DeMarcus Covington was there. Why do they look so bad right now? And you know, obviously you lose Bill Belichick, who's a freaking defensive genius. That hurts. And the team's obviously struggling. But to be fair with that unit, they haven't had all of their guys together for the full way. You know, Christian Barmore, he was diagnosed with blood clots before the season even started. So he was out for most of the season. He's back now. You know, Jabril Peppers, he went through all of his legal drama. He missed most of the season. You know, Juwan Bentley, a very key piece of that linebacking core, you know, he's been out. He suffered a torn pec, so he's done for the year. So you haven't had a lot of their core players together for a long period of time, and, you know, they've struggled. But there have been bright spots. You look at Christian Gonzalez, a guy that only played four games last season. You know, he looks like a stud, man. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed that he wasn't in the top 10 for Pro Bowl voting, because that kid is unbelievable right now. And he'll be a Pro Bowler in the future. He's very good. Tyreek Hill, a lot of top receivers have talked this guy up. And I mentioned Christian Barmore. He's back in the mix. So the Patriots are doing a little bit better job of stopping the run game right now. But, you know, the defense is not where you thought that they would be at this point of the year.
All right, coming up next on the Resident Series podcast, the best of Cardinals talk on the web. Let's move on and talk about the specific matchup. Cardinals-Patriots, what are we looking at? That's coming up next on Resident Series Red. We're back on the Resident Series podcast, the best of Cardinals talk on the web. Talking to Jordy McElroy from the Patriots Wire, the leader over there. Talk about this game. What do you expect to see the Patriots try to do against a Cardinals team that's now kind of scuffling a bit? They've lost three. So they won four games in a row heading into the bye. Since then, they've lost three straight. What do you expect? Is there anything? And the Patriots got an extra week because they're coming off their bye week. What do you expect to see from them this week in terms of how they approach the Cardinals?
So I'm kind of interested in seeing how the defense handles the run game, and obviously how you contain Kyler Murray in the pocket. You know, Patriots have they have some good edge rushers there with Keon White, Anthony Jennings, and they haven't necessarily been the best at getting home at quarterback. So it'd be interesting to see if they can kind of contain Kyler Murray, if they can bring him down and, you know, put some heat on him, make him make some mistakes. But the defense really concerns me in this game, obviously. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I'm not too worried about what Drake May's going to do, but I am worried about how the offensive line is going to hold up. You know, can they protect him? Can they keep heat off of him? Can the receivers make plays, man? Like, it gets frustrating seeing some of these guys drop passes. Seems to happen all the time. So that's pretty much sort of what I'm hoping I get to see coming into this game. Like you said, the Patriots have a bye week. There's no excuses, man. They need to come into this game and show some fire.
What are the matchups that you're most looking forward to seeing, either for good or for bad?
I mean, the matchup I'm most looking forward to seeing is, and I know it's boring, is in the trenches. I want to see the Patriots offensive line against the Cardinals defensive line. That's the main match I want to see. The Patriots, they got Cole Strange back, who was the 2022 first round draft pick, and he's finally back in the mix. He was activated from reserve PUP list this week, and Jerod Mayo said on Wednesday that he's hoping that Cole Strange gets in the mix, and he's a guy that can play guard or center. And I'm kind of curious what the Patriots are going to do with him. Are they going to put him at guard? Or are they going to put him at center? And how could that domino impact the entire offensive line for New England? And then obviously on the other side of the ball, you know, how's the Patriots defensive line going to stop James Conner? You know, James Conner it's just crazy to me that he's still doing as well as he's doing. I mean, that guy's unbelievable. So Patriots, they've struggled against the run game in recent weeks, and that's a guy that can hurt them, and they need to shut that down and put all the pressure on Kyler Murray.
Who do you figure will end up covering Marvin Harrison Jr. more? Do they play a defensive system where Gonzalez will follow a guy? Because Harrison does line up. He'll sometimes line up the X. He'll sometimes line up in the slot. Who do you expect? How do you expect that to kind of be the approach against Marv?
I expect him to put Christian Gonzalez on him, and they will line Gonzalez up one-on-one. He's done it multiple times this season, and he's had great success. I mentioned Tyreek Hill earlier. You know, he had really good success against the 49ers receivers. That was back when Brandon Ayuk was still healthy and Deebo Samuel out there. And, you know, he's the guy that they can line up everywhere, and he can line up on a lot of different guys. And, you know, typically when Christian Gonzalez lines up against you, bad things happen for you and good things for the Patriots. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the other cornerbacks can hold up on their end against some of the Cardinals' other receivers. Something to keep in mind today or Wednesday, Marcus Jones, a very important cornerback for the Patriots, he didn't practice because of an illness, and he's walking around in the facility with a mask on reportedly. So you kind of wonder there if he'll be healthy enough to go, because Jonathan Jones, a longtime Patriots veteran, has not had a really good season. So I'm not too worried about Christian Gonzalez, you know, being lined up with anybody, but you kind of wonder, you know, how it's going to impact the other side of the field.
How are the linebackers in coverage with a guy like Trey McBride, who's been fantastic this season?
So they haven't been great. I mean, you know, Jonnu Smith, who's pretty much turning up the league right now, he had an incredible game against the Patriots linebackers. You know, Kyle Duggar, man, he got that big 4-year contract in the offseason for New England. And Jess, he has not played well at all. Like, it's been very disappointing. And, you know, he's been dealing with a lingering ankle injury. But then you kind of – you look at the guy and it's like, well, hey, man, if you're on the field, you know, you're out here playing, then, you know, we expect you to show something for that big contract. And he just hasn't done it yet. And you kind of wonder if the Patriots might look on down the depth chart if he comes in this game and he struggles as well. And I believe for the past couple of weeks I've had him as my dud on my studs and duds post game. So it'd be kind of interesting seeing what happens there.
That'll be a key matchup there. I'm interested to see, because the Cardinals have, you know, they have a few games with a lot of sacks, but they've been getting a lot of push from their interior. How is Vidarian Lowe? Like, how do you feel about the left tackle position there?
Oh man, are you being funny right now? Or are you serious?
I'm like, well, because we don't have good, like, Cardinals don't have a good edge presence, but they've done well against backup tackles, and I'm interested to know what has been the vibe with the left tackle and the right tackle position, and if the Cardinals can have some success, because they've, you know, their pass rush is almost all interior, or like when they get inside backers rushing, and so they haven't gotten much at all from their edge. Like, I think the guy who has the most sacks on their edge defenders is Dennis Gardak, and he's been on injured reserve for several, many weeks, and he has 3 sacks. So,
well, Jess, I can tell you right now, your edge rushers, they might eat in this game. I mean, if it comes down to Vidarian Lowe, it's just, look, Vidarian Lowe has not been good at all. He really hasn't. He's been the best at the Patriots have, if that makes sense at all. Like, yeah. You know, these guys they don't grow on trees, man. You know, a lot of people would love to have a great left tackle, but the Patriots, they just don't have one right now. And Vidarian Lowe's been the best that they can do at that position. And they've tried Caden Wallace, who's the rookie third-round draft pick out of Penn State. They've tried him at left tackle, but he's really a right tackle. They've tried multiple pieces there, but Vidarian Lowe's the best option that they have, and he hasn't been good. And, you know, it's not just the sacks, man. It's also the penalties. Like, you know, Drake May, he'll make a few plays and he'll get the team moving in a positive direction, and then they get pushed back. you know, 10 yards, and then another penalty, then another 10 yards, and you're looking at third down and forever. That's a big problem with the Patriots right now, along with the pass protection. But, yeah, I don't trust the tackles at all in this matchup. It's going to come down to Drake Maye's ability to just see things and move around and manipulate the pocket, you know, to his liking.
Coming up next on the Resist Heroes podcast, Mr. Cardinals Talk on the Web. Prediction time. Let's break down how we think this game plays out. Let's go to next on Resist Red. We're back on the Resist Heroes podcast, Mr. Cardinals Talk on the Web. Talking to Jordy McElroy from the Patriots Wire. It's time to get into predictions. The Cardinals, despite losing three in a row, are 6-point home favorites. And I'm looking here at BetMGM. The bets, they are significantly in favor of the Cardinals. 96% of the money line betting the Cardinals. 72% of the spread betting the Cardinals. Is there a scenario? What is the if the Patriots can win this game, how will it happen? And what are the scenarios in which it's possible?
So, first of all, the Patriots, they have to finish in a red zone. And that's been an issue for them. That's been one offensive weakness for them. And a lot of that is down to personnel. There's just, you know, they don't have a number one guy that Drake Maye can consistently go to, you know, but they have to finish in a red zone with touchdowns, not field goals. On the other side of the ball, I want to see some turnovers, you know. They have to make some plays. They can't let James Conner run all over them. The defense, they have to show some pride and step up. And that's sort of what you hope happens on both sides of the ball for the Patriots to maybe have a chance in this one.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing that. I see that the Patriots have been better against the run. They gave up 144 to the Colts, but two of their previous three they held under 100 yards, and the Rams was only 107, and that was after going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight games over 100 yards, and with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those games over 130. I'd like to think this will be a get-well game for the Cardinals, who they've had quite the gauntlet of games so far this season. They played Seattle twice, whose defense is on a roll right now. They played Minnesota, and they kind of ate in the middle of the schedule, playing some tough teams. The Chargers, they got Miami, went to his first game back, and then the disasters of the Bears and the Jets. And now they get a couple of weeks where they get the Patriots and the Panthers. How do you see this ultimately playing out? What do you think the final score will be in this game?
Yeah, so I actually, you know, I think the Cardinals should be favored. Like, I completely get it. Patriots are on the road. They've looked terrible at times. But you know what? For people that have watched those games, the Patriots, you know what? Just they could have beaten the Rams. I mean, they had opportunities in that game. The Rams are a really good team. I mean, at times they can be. And they had chances to keep the game close against the Miami Dolphins. And they should have beaten the Indianapolis Colts. So I feel like this Patriots team is just one of those weird underdog teams that can maybe surprise some people. I'm actually, you know, I don't think they're going to win another game after this game because they have the Buffalo Bills twice. They have the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about a gauntlet. But I'm leaning Patriots in this game. I'm going to say, I'm going for the upset. I'm going to say 34-30. I think this is one of those big Drake Maye games, and I feel like he's the one. I feel like he's the difference maker in this game. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see. We'll see if the Patriots can bounce back from three straight losses.
And if they pull that off, that will be basically burying the Cardinals in their playoff hopes. So I hope that's not the case. I think this game will be more Cardinal-centric. We might see some good things from Drake Maye, but I think ultimately the Cardinals offense will take off. And I have them winning this game 27-16, which means I do see that the Patriots will be, again, red zone struggling, because 16 points generally means a touchdown, 3 field goals. But I'm not 100% confident. I like to think that the Cardinals are going to bounce back, but you know, if things have gone sideways, this might be the game that causes the tailspin. So while for my sake, I hope that isn't the case, I know the Patriots need a win in the biggest way, because if it's not this week, when is it going to be? I mean, maybe week 18 if Buffalo's resting everybody. I don't know.
I mean, that's about it. And then you also think, I mean, do they need a win? I mean, you know, hey, look, it's almost the end of the season. Right now, you're sitting at number three on the 2025 NFL draft board.
The Cardinals should do is, you know, continue the mercy killing for draft stock. Or you need to hold the narrative. You need to understand the assignment. Is that, I know you want to see that. There is nothing like covering a team that wins is nothing better. Covering a team that loses, that's really, really hard to do, especially if you're a fan of the team. It can be a little bit miserable. And like, how often do you want to do a mock draft that where you're picking the same? Like, the Cardinals were locked into four. It was like, okay, Marv, okay, Marv, okay, Marv, okay, Marv. So I feel your pain where you're like, but I want to win. And honestly, young teams need wins. They need wins because it's something to build on moving forward. It's kind of Gerard Mayo, you know, cashing in those checks that he's writing at, like as a rookie head coach. You're writing checks all the time in terms of trying to win guys over. You got to cash one of them once in a while so that they don't stop listening. And so, I mean, draft status, hey, wouldn't it be great to finish 3-14 and have the number two, number three pick and to be in a position where you can either trade back or you can land apparently this stud, absolute stud of a defensive tackle come out of Michigan, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, if you're the Patriots, I'm hoping they land an offensive tackle or obviously a wide receiver. We'll kind of see what they do there. But man, you said something that I really liked, and you know, it's, you know, I really am a fan of the Patriots. You know, I've covered teams that I wasn't necessarily a big fan of, but when you cover them, you gain an appreciation for them. But when it's actually your team, it's a little bit closer to the heart. So it's obviously it's been a rough year for a rough 2 or 3 years since I've been covering this team, you know. So but right now, Jess, I'm at the point now where I'm in acceptance mode. So I'm fine, whatever happens. I'm looking forward to the offseason. I'm excited to see them rebuild this thing. You know, T. Higgins is going to be a free agent. And you start to put the pieces together. If you go out, you can get a T. Higgins on this team, or you can trade for an A.J. Brown with all the drama going on in Philly right now. And then, you know, you go to the draft. Maybe you draft the top receiver, or you get a left tackle, whatever. You start adding these pieces. The Patriots, right now, they're going to have the most salary cap space in the entire NFL next season. So you hope they blow this whole thing up and they start adding offensive pieces. And you see Drake May at the helm of everything. And there's hope, man. This team could bounce back sooner rather than later.
That'd be fantastic. But as for this week, though, we need a Cardinals win. Sorry, Jordy. I know you're predicting the Patriots win. And that would, I mean, honestly, that would be heartbreaking. But if it's that kind of game, that's a fun game to watch, even in a loss. Oh, yeah. Probably having me throwing my remote at the television, but or at least at the carpet, because I don't want to break the television.
Yeah, save the TV. Black Friday's going. You can't get another one.
That's true, man. All right. We will wrap up this edition of the Rise of Sierra podcast, Mr. of Cardinals Talk and Lou. And a big thanks to Jordy McElroy. You can find his work over at the Patriots Wire. Best Patriots coverage you're going to find on the web, just like I'm going to say that the Cards Wire is the best Cardinals stuff that you're going to find, but that's completely self-serving. Check out Jordy's stuff there. Jordy, thank you so much for your time, man. We'll be back later this week with Seth Cox, my co-host, and I will give our take on this game coming up later this week. That's Jordy McElroy. I'm Just Rude. This is the Rise of Sierra podcast. Thanks for listening as always. We'll be back again soon.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise Up Red Sea, Be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up Sea Red.